Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching is, Will God Restore Us?
A reading from the prophet Amos. Thus says the Lord, on that day I will raise up the fallen hut of David. I will wall up its breaches, raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may conquer what is left of Edom and all the nations that shall bear my name, says I, the Lord, who will do this. Yes, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the vintager him who sows the seed. The juice of grapes shall drip down the mountains, and all the hills shall run with it. I will bring about the restoration of my people Israel. They shall rebuild and inhabit their ruined cities, plant vineyards and drink the wine, set out gardens and eat the fruits. I will plant them upon their own ground. Never again shall they be plucked from the land I have given them, says I, the Lord your God. The word of the Lord. Today's reading from Amos describes a God who wants to restore God's people. It's an optimistic promise to rebuild ruined cities where the people will drink wine and eat the fruits of the garden. God's chosen will be returned to the land from which they have been kidnapped. Doesn't this sound great? But if you look at the earlier chapters of Amos, you will see a very different picture. A disappointed God punishes the people for selling the righteous for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, for trampling the head of the poor and pushing the afflicted out of the way. The people have turned justice into poison and righteousness into wormwood. Amos then describes the disasters that come upon them: lack of rain for the crops and the people, blight and mildew, locusts, pestilence that kills the young. And in the midst of all this, the people did not turn to God. It seems that only when the people are taken from their homes do they remember God. God begs them to seek good and not evil, to hate evil and love good. Only then will they be restored. Only when justice rolls down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream will God be satisfied. Amos then sees the Lord preparing to abandon the people forever. Feasts will turn into mourning, songs into lamentation. Famine for the words of the Lord will occur. And yet, even though the people ignore God, God doesn't abandon them. The Lord even restores the people, repairing its breaches and raising up its ruins and assuring them that they shall never again be plucked out of the land that God gave them. This sounds so much like what is happening today. One day I was talking to a patient where I'm a chaplain. He is convinced that God is mad at us and causing the pandemic to devastate the world, the economy to collapse, the protests to erupt, people to leave the church, and all the other disasters happening around the world. He is convinced that the world is coming to an end. It's a dire prediction. I was tempted to agree with him, but I held back. Unlike Amos and my patient, I'm not convinced that God is causing all of this to happen. We are. We are destroying our planet. We are refusing to acknowledge our roles in spreading the virus by not wearing masks or staying apart. we participate in systemic racism, either consciously or unconsciously. We refuse to hold the hierarchy of the church accountable for abuse and cover-up. God may be mad at us, but we must be accountable for our actions. So what will be our fate? Will God restore us, or will God abandon us? Where are the prophets calling us to return to God, to listen to God, to be God's hands and feet on the earth? Well, I think the prophets are the doctors and the nurses who warn about the virus and how we should protect ourselves and protect others. It's the protesters who remind us that Black Lives Matter. It's the eco-justice warriors and the scientists who provide data and documentation of the effects of global warming. And we should be the prophets who remind our friends and family of God's call for us to love good and hate greed, to care for the heroes on the front line and reject the false information that supports politics and puts those heroes in danger. We can't use old wineskins or old cloaks, as Jesus mentions in today's gospel. We need new thinking and new ideas that help all people know that they are valued, that enables them to experience the dignity of work and gives them hope that their children will be safe and they will thrive. We have to rebuild the evil systems that rank people by the color of their skin. I believe that our God is a loving and compassionate God who desires to be united with us, to be in relationship with us, who wants to heal us and heal the earth. And we are God's hand and feet on the ground to do this. We must rebuild the nation, plant the vineyards and the gardens, and then invite all to the feast.